I think that invited guest doesn't need to be presented, Mr. Johnny Depp, who will receive this evening the award, and it's a pleasure to have him here with us as of last year, who visited us with a film, but this year he will be tributed with the award.
I mean, I will later. In my-
Hi, good afternoon. Congratulations, Johnny. More than deserved, this award you're going to receive. The question is about whether you see that artists like you are a bit unprotected in this time of cancellations, for example. Judgments are carried out via the social media, and this has directly affected a lot of artists without really knowing the truth of the facts, because people believe that they are legitimized by to talk about the private life of an artist because they believe they know them on the social media. You, as an actor and as a person with an enormous dimension and career, how do you see this situation?
It's a complex, it's very complex it's a very complex situation because it can be seen as an event in history that lasted for however long it lasted for. This cancel culture or this instant rush to judgment based on essentially what amounts to polluted air that's exhaled. Do I feel safe myself? Yeah, I do. I do now. Because it's important when you're faced with something mind-bogglingly bewildering. That sort of thing hits you from many, many angles. First is what? What? So, because maybe, you know, quite a while back now, prior to the various movements that came out, a couple with, I'm sure, the best of intentions. However, it's so far out of hand now that I can promise you that no one is safe. Not one of you. Not one of you. Not anyone out that door. No one is safe as long as someone is willing to say one sentence. Takes one sentence and then there's no more ground. Carpet's been pulled. But it's not just me, you know, that this has happened to. it's happened to a lot of people. This type of thing has happened to women, men, children who've suffered from various types of unpleasantries that sadly at a certain point they begin to think that it's normal or that it's them. When it's not, nobody out there, we don't know what anyone's thinking at any moment. But I believe that, yeah, no one's safe. But I believe that if you are armed with the truth, then that's all you need. It doesn't matter if a judgment per se has taken some artistic license. No. When there's an injustice, whether it's against you or someone you love or someone you believe in, stand up. Don't sit down. Don't sit down on them, you know, because they need you.
Sí. Quizás sí.
Thanks.
Gracias.
We have another question here. Hi, Johnny. Congratulations for this award. I would like to ask you, how do you see your artistic future as an actor? We will see you on the big screen after the photograph of Minamata. After Minamata. And if you were offered now, for example, to portray Captain Jack Sparrow, how would you take the role? With illusion or with a bit of fear, or... How would you feel about portraying Jack Sparrow again?
Well, here's the I suppose this is the positive side of having in a strange way given life to those characters like Captain Jack or whatever character that I was lucky enough to locate and bring to life. The beauty of Captain Jack Sparrow for me is that I can travel with Captain Jack in a box. Literally, Captain Jack in a box. And when the opportunity is right, I'm able to go and visit people places where the smiles and the laughs and the things that are important, the most important things in the world, are on the line. So I still travel with Captain Jack. And if I have the opportunity, whenever I do, I will go to these places. I'll go to somebody's house, man. I'll perform in your kid's birthday party at this point. But for that, I'm able to experience... I know what is a harsh proposition that people are looking. Sometimes there are children in hospitals, and you see such courage in their eyes, but you can make them dive out of. They can leave that for 3, 4, 5, 7 minutes. And laugh and giggle and have a great time. And the parents who are normally standing there dying themselves because of their inability to help their child, if you can make them smile a little, laugh a little, forget a little, even if it's for 30 seconds, That for me is what Captain Jack Sparrow is all about. So if they came to me, let's not even think that. I think that the people who are, I think that the people who understand or know or get or are touched or, you know, he's so ignorant that he makes you laugh. If they're moved by a Captain Jack Sparrow in any way, I don't need a company to do that. I can just do that myself, and nobody can take that away. So that's the greatest pleasure of Jack Sparrow. As far as the cinema, as far as the films, we did what we did, you know. It was a kind of a strange, abrupt halt, but these are strange, abrupt times. Again, he's never going to leave me, and he's always going to be ready to go and say stupid stuff to make people laugh, to make them forget about the nastiness at times in life.